Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney here with Will. Hello, Will.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
And we got another special guest listener on our show. We have Connor from the home and native land of Canada. Hello, Connor.
Hey, guys. Good to be here.
All right, so today we're a little light on news with GameCon happening on starting on Monday. We're just gonna talk about rando shit, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. Next weekend we have a really good live stream coming up where Brian and Thomas are going to go head to head in a Call of Duty game, and there's gonna be a lot of complaining and a lot of trash talking and a lot of possibly throwing up because there will be Bean Boozled there. So yeah, looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Live stream will be at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Next Saturday. What's next Saturday? What's the date? I can't even look at my calendar. So yeah, next Saturday. Today is
It'll be the 25th.
Yeah. The 25th of August at 1 p.m. We're going to go live. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check us out. All right, so today we're going to talk about, like I said, rando shit. So everything like that is coming up right now. Alright, so here we go, getting underway here. So, Connor, why don't you tell us what your favorite game is that...
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, no problem.
Favorite game. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to say all four Uncharted movies. Or Uncharted games.
There's four Uncharted movies? Where have I been for the last couple years?
Yeah. They're all pretty sweet.
Well, the cinematics do play out like a movie.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Uncharted, eh? Okay, good stuff. Yeah. Any games coming out in the next little bit that you're going to be looking forward to?
There's one coming out tomorrow, the new Spider-Man game. That looks pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was Bradley.
Not tomorrow. Isn't that September 5th or 7th?
I thought it was September 7th.
Looking it up. We're about to dash Connor's hopes and dreams here.
I would actually be happy. I got my buddy's wedding tomorrow, and I kind of want to leave early. I'm in the party and I want to leave early and play this game.
The dedication is
God, I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Tell him it's just some stupid video game podcast. Yeah.
Yeah, he'd be like, "What was all that shit on the podcast?"
Yeah.
Yeah, August 19th.
Yeah. That wasn't me. That was some other Connor.
Yeah.
From Canada.
It says Marvel Spider-Man releases September 7th.
All right, Connor, you can stay for cake. There's no hooker in this cake, or is that...
I don't know why it says August 19th for me. Anyway, yeah, well, September 7th, that works fine for me.
Yeah. So, okay, so...
I can focus on the speech I'm going to give tomorrow. That'll be way better.
Thank you very much. I'm going to play Spider-Man. Fuck all y'all. See you later.
Yeah.
Yeah, that no, stretch that part out now. Yeah. So, but yeah, GamesCon's right now in Germany, I think, right, Will?
It's always in Germany.
See, we don't go to Germany. We can't afford it. A lot of cool stuff happens at GamesCon. Will, you want to give us a little tidbit on that?
Well, there's going to be some big announcements. Blizzard says they're going to announce some new stuff for their lineup. So I'm expecting maybe we're going to see a bit more of Diablo 3 that they just announced that will be coming to the Switch. We're probably going to see some Overwatch. Probably going to see a lot of EA and DICE over there in Germany, so maybe we're going to see a lot more Battlefield 5.
Yeah, I want to see the Battle Royale mode and see what that's all about.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll show that off. Activision has already said they're going to show off more Call of Duty and Destiny. Ooh, Destiny.
Destiny 2.05 patch. with 18 more DLC packs for you to buy for $80.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to Activision also said they're most likely going to be showing off a bit more Sekiro Shadows Die Twice, and it'll also be playable for people there in Germany.
Lucky them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't survive 2 seconds in Germany. I'd get in an accident and it'd become a dash cam video.
I don't know. I don't think Germany would be the worst to have for driving. I'm sure like somewhere in Asia would probably
Since I'm from the North American lands, I'd be driving on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah, that could be a problem. Yeah. You're making a left turn and you go right.
Yeah.
Oh god.
That'd be no fun on the Autobahn.
Yeah. So
Devil May Cry 5 will also have its first playable demo at GameSpawn.
Yeah, and I'm actually looking forward to seeing the Call of Duty Battle Royale mode as well, because, and I mean, we were joking about this a while ago because we thought that everyone's just going to follow suit now, but I actually enjoyed the multiplayer in the beta that I streamed last weekend, but at the same time, it's the same sort of game. There's a couple of things that should get improved, like the guns and the damage. But like I said, I had a lot of fun, and I'm just interested to see how they do the Battle Royale.
Yeah. This one I'm kind of interested in. NVIDIA is teasing launching their new GeForce RTX 2080 GPU.
I need. Yeah, you know what? Go ahead.
I was like, well, even my computer's starting to lag now on a lot of games, so I think it's time to upgrade my graphics card.
Yeah, I mean, the computer I bought was a gaming computer, but when I'm streaming with Streamlabs OBS and playing Fortnite, it absolutely maxes that computer out. So, yeah, maybe that GPU is the answer.
Let's see in what the specs are when it's finally unveiled.
Yeah, because I mean, I try to split up the CPU and the GPU when I'm playing Fortnite and streaming it, and it's still maxed right out. So. So Connor, do you play? What do you play? PS4 mainly, or do you have a couple of others?
I'm a PS4 mainly.
Man, I'm just getting surrounded by Sony fucks, and I'm just like being pressured hard into getting a PS4.
Yeah, it'll be less pressure if you just get a PS4, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Literally everybody except my brother has a PS4. And I'm just... All
right. And your brother is gonna get a PS4 next, and then you're just gonna be like, shit.
Well,
I think your brother's trying to get a Switch.
Yeah, he's trying to get a Switch. He wants to play Smash. He's like really into Smash. He watches like tutorial videos on how to like do all the cool like game breaking shit, so he can just murder people when he plays against them. So
yeah, that's true.
And speaking of Smash Bros, we talked about it during our live stream. And for those who haven't checked our live stream, it's on YouTube. But just skip ahead 35 minutes past the standby screen. We'll put a countdown on the next one, but it was a lot. It was a lot of fun doing that live stream. We analyzed the direct for Smash Brothers, talked a little bit about Red Dead Redemption 2, and then our Streamlabs OBS crash, and then we made a separate video on the Black Ops 4 beta gameplay that we did that I played last weekend. And yeah, so it was a lot of fun. Check it out and let us know what you think. And definitely check out our next one that's going to be on the 25th at 1 p.m.
So much fun.
Yeah, it was great. Connor, have you seen the stream yet?
I have not. I've seen a lot of what you showed me. It looks like a lot of fun.
It's great. Our set is lacking some props. We need to raid Will's house. Will's house has more props than a fucking EB store. So
I'm pretty bad at buying collector's editions.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm really bad for it.
I'll donate some Funko Pops to the cause.
Oh, I'm down with that. We need the limited edition Fortnite Big Thigh Gap Funko toy that's coming out.
Oh, I see my money going right there, man. Yeah. There's gonna be some Fortnite Funko Pops, and then it's just I'm gonna have like a whole shelf.
Yeah, yeah, we could use a shelf right under our VGN banner on the set here. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that looks sweet.
So. Anyways, yeah, PAX is in 2 weeks. I'm still fighting to get that Friday off. If I don't get that Friday off, man, I'm gonna be choked. Connor, you're
hoping we can.
Yeah. It's gonna be pretty close, but I'm sure it'll be fine. Mark and I obviously work together, so we're going to try to get the Friday off together. But that would mean production shuts down because we're important as fuck.
You wish. There's ways to get around without you two.
Yeah, no, we're gonna get a shuttle, and we're gonna shuttle down to Seattle, a 2-hour drive, and yeah.
Just don't even say anything. Just kind of show up, get the day started, and then like leave halfway through.
Well, I could do that if I was someone else. But
fair enough.
Yeah, no, I would leave, and literally the radio would blow up like in everyone's hand because my name is being called so often on the radio.
Yeah.
So.
No, you just start getting panic phone calls.
Yeah, so like I said,
I wasn't there. I'm in Seattle. What?
Yeah, didn't I tell you?
It's on the call sheet, I swear.
Yeah.
Won't go over so well.
Yeah, but anyways, like I was saying, what we were saying before in terms of hotel, Will and I got smart, and around March during my birthday, we booked an apartment for this weekend before they even announced the dates, because we knew it's always on Labor Day weekend, so. We lucked out. We got a kitchen and all that. No more American food.
Yeah, no offense, America, but your food kills Canadians.
Yeah, it's, yeah. But, I mean, we've talked about food before a couple times, but so we won't venture onto that topic again. But
Well, hey, we should record for our site, though. Mark wants to have that foot-long chili dog.
Oh, for sure. That's an Instagram video right there.
Him eating it, and then like 2 hours later when he's waiting for the washroom lineup.
Yeah, it's just like, and then we just add some epic music. Like, is he gonna make it? And then we just show the outside of the fucking bathroom stall.
You do Rise of the Valkyries.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be like the most overproduced Pepto-Bismol commercial of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's not even like Seattle. Like when I went to Florida to go on a cruise in January, it was hard to find anywhere to eat that was edible for a Canadian. So
we have higher standards.
Higher standards. Yeah. I went to the Cheesecake Factory, and I mean, even when I ate there in Seattle, it was still kind of meh. I don't know.
So you can't say meh about their cheesecake.
Yeah, the cheesecake is the cat's
ass. You devoured that. Like.
Yeah, no, that cheesecake was no more.
I'm tempted just to buy like a whole cheesecake in the apartment.
And then the stop us at the border. We're like, oh, that can't come over, sir. The cheesecake's got to go. We're like, all right, boys, get the forks out.
Double time.
Be like, that needs to be confiscated. Be like, fuck you, and pay fucking $20 for a foreign thing.
This horn honking behind you guys, like, would you go to finish the cheesecake?
It's like, shut up. We're just jealous. You want some too. Yeah, meanwhile, we have contraband in the fucking trunk. But no. It's all limited edition wide thigh gap Funko toys. But yeah, I'm excited to do. If we don't go down the Friday, that's gonna hurt our purchasing of the goods down there for sure. Because that's Friday. Yeah. Friday we use as like the scout out day, scouting day, and purchasing of the goods.
Yeah, because a lot of the stuff there, if it's t-shirts or whatnot, your size usually goes the first day.
Yeah, for sure. And then they only have like extra small and
XXL.
XXXXL. And there's only like two people in America that are like 4 or 5XL. I don't know if that's true or not, but anyways.
The national average.
Yeah. 5XL. Yeah, it's the national average. And then in Japan, the national average is a 5X small. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Bradley, are you at all interested in going to PAX?
Connor.
Wow, I just like jumped through a time portal here. Yeah, it's like two weeks ago, Bradley was on the podcast. Yeah,
well, you did just go to sleep at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, so. I know.
Yeah, I was gonna ask how you guys did that. Like,
the last night, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I know. It was bullshit. We went like an hour and a half past when we were supposed to, and we're all like literally 14 of us from all different departments are just chilling outside. We're like, yeah, we're just waiting for rap, man. We like fuck.
For any of you that,
go ahead, Will.
Oh, I was gonna say, for any of our listeners who don't understand how Rodney does it, he's part cyborg.
Yeah, I'm like that blue bitch from the Thanos's daughter, the other one, not the green one, the other one. I kind of, yeah, I'm like her. I'm just like slowly replacing body parts with fucking machines. It's kind of crazy. I can just operate off 5 hours of sleep. It's just kind of the norm. So,
I need like 12 minimum, or I'm just useless.
yeah. A lot of people are like that, and I don't know. Sleep. I'm digging what Rick Sanchez said from Rick and Morty. He's just like, sleep. It takes up half of all time. So, why are we wasting it? So I have not watched season 3 of Rick and Morty yet.
I haven't either. I gotta catch up on it.
Yeah, I've heard so many good things about it.
It's good.
I heard it's dark as fuck.
It goes some dark places.
Yeah. Well, they are like in the universe. There are some dark places up there.
Yeah. Dark is in like it's just not well lit. Like.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny though.
It's not well lit. They fired their gaffer on day one, and they're like, "Yeah, just shoot it anyway."
Yeah.
On EB Games, which for American listeners is like the Canadian version of GameStop.
Yep.
Yeah. They have a Pickle Rick sleeping bag.
Oh, that's amazing! We should get that for our studio.
I was so tempted to buy it. I was like, Pickle Rick.
Pickle Rick! You know what? Actually, I'm debating whether I should go down to PAX cosplaying as Skull Kid from Zelda Majora's Mask. Because I have the Majora's Mask. It's wearable. And, I don't know. I live on a farm. There's hay around here somewhere. So.
I don't even know what to say to that.
But no, I have not cosplayed before, and I've always been jealous of everyone who has. And then yeah, it's like Fan Expo and Anime Revolution and all those things that are up here in Vancouver, I go there, and there's always really good cosplay costumes. And even at PAX, there's just some good ones. Last year we saw Master Chief, and he was legit 7 feet tall, and I was just trying to figure out how the fuck he did that. Because he's either actually 7 feet tall. Because I'm looking down at his feet, and I thought it'd be like stilts or something. But he was moving his ankle and feet like normal, and then he would move his head and like look at somebody. Maybe he was looking out through the armor or something, and he was just controlling the head from.
I don't know. I have a friend that's 6'9", so.
That's too tall, man.
Yeah, that's too tall.
That's too tall. They make doors like 7 feet tall. So if you're anywhere close to that, that's a problem.
Yeah, by far the best cosplay I've ever seen. It was at Fan Expo 2 years ago, and it was a guy just dressed in normal clothes with a sign that said Uncle Ben, and he was just laying on the ground, and he was laying on the ground the entire time. He spent all of Fan Expo laying on the ground, just committing to this cosplay. I was so impressed.
Just pissed himself. Just added to the cosplay.
Yeah. That's what a catheter is for.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's funny. I question the ones that go as like some sort of mecha, and they're like, oh, I'm so and so from like Gundam, and they're like literally wider than a fucking Mack truck, and they're trying to be at a convention full of tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, I remember I ran into one that was dressed as Bumblebee, and he had like a six foot freaking shoulder width.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I would not want like that's a very creative costume, but fuck me, I would not want to walk around with that thing all day. I hate carrying a goddamn piece of paper, let alone a fucking cardboard mecha suit.
I remember
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I remember the very first year they did Fan Expo when we still had the Video Game Awards up here in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And I saw cosplay that almost made me throw up. There is about a 450-pound Queen Amidala. Yeah, it was very unappealing, we'll just say.
That's so brave.
And it wasn't like her normal outfit. It was the one she wears with like lots of skin, with like the headdress and all that. Oh god, just make me think about it again. Just kind of coming back.
I've seen. I mean, there's a lot of links that are cosplayed, but I have a African American friend that went as Dark Link, and I thought that was very creative.
That's actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was freaking awesome. He even had like the red eyes and everything. He had Dark Master Sword, Dark Tunic. It was freaking awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
Could you guys picture Mark doing cosplay?
No. I literally just thought about it for like at least 5 seconds, and I can't picture it. I can't picture Mark making it, getting up at 7 a.m, honestly, to make it in line for PAX.
It's going to be interesting, but most likely I have a feeling we're just literally going to have to throw like a glass of water on his face.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to have to get creative.
You're like, wake up, bitch. Time to go.
We'll lay out a line of protein powder on the ground. He might follow it.
It might not be protein powder. We'll probably need the pre-workout.
Yeah, the pre-workout. Yeah. I'm hoping that I don't know if I said this on the live stream or not, but Dark Horse has a booth at PAX, and I'm hoping that they have that third Zelda book, because they had Hyrule Historia that came out like way the fuck back in 2012, and then they released the arts and the art illustration one, the red one. I think I bought that last year, and I'm hoping they've had to have the third one now, and I can sell them as the set, because I don't look at them anymore. I've memorized all the contents within all of them.
The third one, didn't that come out in February of this year? Because I'm pretty sure I saw it. They had like two copies at EB.
Well, what is it? What's inside the book?
I'm trying to remember. Let me look now.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, let's look it up. We have the power of the interwebs. Spider-Man will pull that knowledge from the web. That was a bad joke.
But speaking of like Dark Horse, they have a lot of interesting like comics and their collector's editions there. I'm always really impressed with them.
Yeah. Oh, they had a Pokemon League there last year, and I was choked that I didn't know about it until I was there, and I should actually look into that. But mind you, my team is so fucking weak. Like, I mean, they're high level, but they're not like, you know, fourth generation fucking egg move breeding IV bullshit, so I'm gonna get fucking slaughtered.
You do remember, though, like, how much the Pokemon, like, rules have changed nowadays?
No, I know. You can't use any decently good Pokemon. It's like, oh, you can't use... Well, I mean, eggs make sense, because, you know, they can't fucking fight back. But, you know, any of the legendaries, yeah, fair enough. I saw a video where a guy literally destroyed a team of legendaries with nothing but a Magikarp. It was the best video I ever watched from a Pokemon battle perspective. Actually, it wasn't just Magikarp. He used Smeagol, I think. Yeah, and he used Shuckle. He used Shuckle, and he just buffed so hard. And then he used Baton Pass and passed it all to Magikarp, and it just used Flail and just fucked up that whole legendary team. It was amazing.
Damn.
So there's people like that out there that can completely sweep a fucking team, a legendary team, with a Magikarp.
Going back, though, it's the Legend of Zelda Encyclopedia. And it was just released in mid-June.
Okay.
Blue book.
That would make sense, because green, red, and blue.
Yep.
Yep. Probably have stuff in there from Breath of the Wild, I hope. And an updated timeline?
It says it's a 328-page book, is an exhaustive guide to the Legend of Zelda, from the original Legend of Zelda to Twilight Princess.
Oh, an encyclopedia, like a game guide kind of thing, or?
I'm not sure. It says a comprehensive collection of enemies, items, potions, and to pose. An expansion of the lore touched upon in the Hyrule Historia, concept art, screen caps.
Okay.
Maps, main characters, and how they relate to other characters, languages, and much, much more, including an exclusive interview with the series producer. Oh, crap. Here we go again. Eiji Inuma.
Oh, man. You fucking nailed that.
This is the last of the Goddess Collection trilogy, which includes the Hyrule Historia, which you own. You also have, and what is it? The Art and Artifacts.
Yeah.
Which is the treasure trove of explanations and information about every aspect of the Legend of Zelda universe.
Yeah. So really cool books. I've opened that art and whatever you said it was. I can't remember the name, but the red book. I've only opened it once, so I bet you would open it and get that new book smell.
And these aren't like light books. I remember the first year we went down, you bought the Hyrule Historia, and I bought the, what was it? The Final Fantasy art book.
Right.
And what would you say these things weigh? Like,
they're minimum 50 pounds. Like, my back literally died. And then I had that foot-long chili cheese dog, and then that balanced it out for at least an hour. And then, you know, I went, you know, to get rid of that. And, yeah. So I went back to the hotel pretty quick after that, because that book's fucking heavy.
Yeah. So speaking of that, like, if the book weighs that much, these books have a lot of content.
Yeah, they're thick. They're super thick. I really want an updated timeline, though, from... I think Nintendo did... I saw articles, but I never believe them. I always think they're bullshit. It's just fucking clickbait. But an updated timeline from Nintendo in regards to the Zelda universe.
I'm sure there's going to be one coming.
Yeah.
Because Breath of the Wild is basically another part of the timeline.
Right.
So... It's hard to say when they'll do it.
No, Breath of the Wild would be in the downfall timeline. Because I think...
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Fuck, the timeline thing is just killing. There were so many theories before an actual timeline came out. On what, like, where every game took place.
Nintendo would sell actually a good amount of books if they did a timeline encyclopedia book.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And then just explain things a little bit more in depth. Like, I think sometimes people miss the fine details in terms of the lore, because they don't, they don't play the fucking game all the way through, and or 100% complete it to find all the little things. So.
Okay, well, I'm just going to say right there, I am not 100% completing Breath of the Wild, because I'm not tracking down pieces of shit.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there. I did absolutely everything else in that game except getting the golden pile of poo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that golden pile of poo can just stay where it is.
The golden pile of poo is the only thing I've done in that game. I've done nothing else.
Yeah.
No, the first time I played Breath of the Wild, it was super fun. But when you get the parachute and you can kind of like the surfing mechanism.
Yep.
I did that for like 6 hours. You just kind of climb to the top of a mountain and you just surf on it. Yeah.
Oh, I was that total. I was
and
totally
I accomplished nothing.
I was totally that asshole that rode my horse to the top of the fucking mountain and then just left it there and glided down.
I was too.
Yeah. You know what? I'm actually interested to see like what the next Zelda game entails, because Breath of the Wild pretty much fucking blew everybody out of the water. So they set the bar kind of high, honestly.
Well, a lot of people are saying, because they already have the engine, though, for Breath of the Wild, it won't take them as long to make the next Zelda. Because
yeah.
They have that open world engine now, that it's more of just recreating another game.
Right. Anyway, so Connor, why don't you, you got any good game stories, any glitches or anything like that you want to share?
It's got a lot of those stories kind of come from when Halo 3 was a big deal, and we were all playing online, and it was just like weird glitches, and someone would get 49 kills in a game for some reason. Like, did you ever have one of those games? You guys all played Halo 3, eh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone did. You'd be playing with your buddies, and then someone would have too much to drink, and then get 45 or 46 kills out of 50. And you're basically like the drunken master of the Halo universe. You're like, I'm better when I'm drunk. Like, or is that just me?
No, I'm god awful. I'm god awful when I'm.
Yeah.
No. I have a pristinely highly high performance brain, and if I even a drop of alcohol hits it, it's just fucking gone.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
I don't know. You drive better drunk.
Hey.
But I mean that in video games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you like made me seem like a piece of shit there.
I know, I was waiting for it. It was like a little silence and then, you know, the build up.
The funniest thing, though, is like I don't even drink.
But when you do.
But when I do, I'm in. No, but I mean, it, the rap party last year for Magician Season 3, it was like... I went there. That was the first rap party I went to. I didn't go to the Season 1 and 2 one because I hated everybody there. But, yeah, so the Season 3 one was a lot of fun, and everyone... And I was deep. I was deep in. I had, like, 12 gin and tonics and at least 5 or 6 shots with the PAs.
Yeah, let's not forget we had to work the next day.
Yeah, that was good shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that was good shit.
That's brutal.
We one of our PAs that we have at one of the stages, she like came and just got absolutely destroyed, and we like put her in a cab. She didn't even know her own freaking name at this point. Put her in a cab and we just told the cab driver, like, hey, take her to our stage, it's gonna be fine. And she just went, she slept on the couch and woke up and had no fucking idea where she was. She's like, what the fuck, I'm at work, what the fuck. She's just super super lost. It was funny.
Oh yeah, I still like making fun of her for that.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so we should make a video game on working in the film business. You gotta last. You gotta build up your thick skin armor.
Yeah.
So for when you get yelled at.
Yeah, gotta build up your stamina.
Yeah.
To stand for 15 hours.
Yeah, for sure.
I can already tell you my feet are sore from yesterday.
Oh yeah, Mr. 14 hours.
Oh, whatever. I only sat that one like a little bit when we were kind of figuring what we're doing for next week.
Yeah.
You sat in your car.
Yeah, well, I did. And I will admit I had a nap.
How did you pull that one off? You were right across the street.
No, I moved. You don't nap right beside set. Are you an amateur? You go off within radio range, so when someone calls you, you look like you're fucking paying attention, and then you go for and have a nap.
He fell asleep next to set and woke up 20 blocks away.
Like, oh, okay, so actually, I have a really funny story from last night. So BJCMS works for me, and he's driving our van with all the equipment in it, and so he's like, Ronnie, can I go home? I'm like, no, you can't go home. Like, we're fucking this to the end. He's like, but I'm not doing anything. I'm like, nor am I. I would love to go home, but I'm fucking here to the end, just like you. She's like, okay. I'm like, just go have a fucking nap in your van. I don't give a shit. And he's like, okay. So he goes and he's like sleeping in his van. And then they call rap on the radio. So we're like, all right. So we're going in there. We're like wrapping out garbages. We're getting it all like nailed down. And then we're all like basically ready to wrap everybody. And we're like, where the fuck's Brandon? Holy fuck, he's been asleep in his van this whole time. So he fucking missed rap. And then we were going to stand around the van and just be like, Brandon, you're wrapped. And then he's like, wake up. Oh, but no, it was funny. But he woke up and he looked like we literally just killed his whole family. Like, it looked brutal. It was really funny, though. I wish we recorded it. But someone spoiled the fun of standing around his van and they're like, Brandon, on the radio. And then he like you just see the light change in the van, like his face woke up and like it was so funny.
Oh, you guys should have gotten that on camera.
I know, that it was great. Money. It was money, but I can't
believe Brandon like never shows emotion. That would have been like the one time that you caught him off guard.
Yeah. Well, he came to set like moping, I looked at him and I just started laughing and he's like, I'm not even upset. And I'm like, yeah, fucking of course you're not. You missed rap. Rap fucking sucks. So it's funny. Anyways, on video game related, so I'm holding in my hand the Ocarina of Time that I bought like 4 years ago, and I like it, and it plays the actual, you know, notes of the fucking ocarina. And I'm thinking we should do a little contest, Will, on our live stream. Should be like Rodney or Game. Be like, is this Rodney playing the Song of Time, or is this the game playing the Song of Time?
Yeah, I'm down. Definitely something different. We definitely want to have more contests for our fans as well. So,
yep, and we need to give away some more shit from PAX. It'll be great.
Well, yes, we do. We will have a swag, some sort of contest for some PAX swag.
Okay, cool. Good stuff. Anyways. So what the fuck's your name? Connor.
There you go.
Yeah.
First try. Nailed it.
Yeah. anyways, what games are you playing right now that are taking up most of your time?
I just finished playing Mafia 3, which was it was pretty okay. And I'm getting back into the Arkham games.
Okay,
Last couple years ago, I was super into Arkham Asylum, Arkham City, the Batman games.
Yep.
And then I played Arkham Origins, and it was all right. And then I played Arkham Knight, which was pretty good, but they're not as good as the first two, so I went back and played those again.
I watched the completionist video for Arkham, one of the Arkham games, and it just makes me not want to play it. He just said it was a grind, like a hard grind to 100% that game.
It seems like a grind, like getting those Riddler trophies and stuff.
Yeah.
Fuck the Riddler trophies, especially in Arkham Knight. I fucking was about to lose my shit. Like pulling out my hair, trying to figure this out, and I was like, I don't want to look on my phone. Don't want to look on my phone. Okay, I'm looking on my phone.
Yeah. Actually, you know what? I did that with Breath of the Wild where I did the same thing with Skyward Sword. I did not look at I watched the trailer, and the trailer got me so fucking amped. And I did not look at a gameplay trailer. I didn't look on the internet for anything related to the game. Even when I started playing the game, I just left the internet alone. And that just increased the actual experience for me with the game.
Until we were at PAX last year and we're standing in line and I'm the only one with internet because I actually got a American cell phone plan. And you're like, can you look this up?
Yeah, that was after I beat the game and explored all the shit except for doing all the shrines or whatever it was. Was it the shrines I was doing?
I think it was the shrines and that stupid challenge where you had to go get apples or I can't remember fish
for that. Oh yeah, it's like find this one fish that only appears in one fucking location in the game. Oh my god, I don't have fucking time for this. Look it up.
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
No, there was I tried this shrine for like at least an hour and I was getting super frustrated and then I looked up the walkthrough for it. And it's like, oh, there's a hole on the backside that you, like no one would have ever fucking thought was there. And I'm like, what the fuck? those frustrate me not because it was hard. It was because it was blatantly obvious and I didn't realize it. And then I feel stupid. So. when do you think the next Zelda will come out? Because this one came out in 2017.
2020, 2021, somewhere around there.
Yeah, at the end of the Switch's life cycle, probably.
Most likely.
Yeah. Well, this is supposed to be at the end of the Wii U's life cycle, and I'm so glad that they waited. Because, yeah.
Well, it did release on the Wii U, though. Remember that?
No, I know, but it's much more spectacular on the Switch.
Oh, yeah.
So. Okay.
What are you guys' thoughts on the Spyro Reignited trilogy being delayed?
It's a little thorn in my side, I think, because I think Brittany would enjoy that. I think she had a PS1 when she was growing up, but she might enjoy playing Spyro. She has not played Crash Bandicoot since I bought it, other than the first night I bought it. She was showing me up hard, like I was just failing so miserably with Crash Bandicoot, and she was showing me up.
I wish I could have seen that.
Yeah, it was fucking embarrassing. I think the Spyro games. I'm very excited because you go and you look at the old Polygon games from the PS1, and they're kind of an eyesore. Like I think the when you go back and play the Nintendo 64, I don't know why it seems more polished, but like the PS
Maybe because the graphics haven't really changed too much.
True. But yeah, no, I just when I go back and play PS1 games, they're just super fucking polygony.
Oh yeah, because that's basically they were always trying to go for the best graphics. So back then, that's what we had. And then if you compare them to now,
yeah, super low res fucking backgrounds and like effects in the background, and then polygony fucking characters.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Nintendo seemed to have it together. In terms of, like, it just felt smoother, I guess. I don't know. That's just me. I'm probably going to get hate mail now for ragging on the PS1, but... So.
No, because Sony knows, like, that was their starting point. That's why they're going back and remastering these games. And also on the PS4, they have PlayStation Now, where you can actually, they have like a streaming version.
Yep.
Where you can go in and basically stream old PS1 and PS2 titles.
Well, they're finally jumping on the bandwagon because look, how many times, looking at Nintendo, how many times have you guys bought the original Super Mario Brothers? Like, for fucking real. You bought it for the NES, and then you bought it again on the fucking SNES because it was made in the Super Mario remix pack, whatever the fuck it was. And then as soon as the Wii came out, you had Virtual Console, so you bought it again. And then it didn't fucking transfer over to your Wii U because fuck that. And so you bought it again. So you've spent like $50 on the same fucking game over your life.
Yeah, I just thought of that. Fuck you, Nintendo.
Yeah. And then now the Switch came out and you can't transfer your Wii U games over to the Switch, so you gotta buy it again.
I'm not going that far.
Yeah. So... Yeah. So, and then I think Sony realized, like, oh, fuck, Nintendo is, like, slowly, like, price gouging you with nostalgia, so we should probably do the same.
Price gouging you with nostalgia. I love that.
So, that's a new shirt. Price gouging.
Yeah, we'll just put, like, a whole bunch of pictures of old school characters and then price gouging your nostalgia.
Yeah. I can't even think of what nostalgia would look like as a physical object. Honestly.
Wouldn't that just be Mario? And like in the 8-bit form?
Yeah, but like, oh, hey, look, it's Super Mario Bros. And he's like throwing the 64-bit Mario over his shoulder, and then like the 8-bit and 16-bit Mario on the ground are like fucking twitching. And
yeah. I remember a couple years ago, I was at a party that was my friend's cousin's younger sister's birthday.
Yeah.
And he was wearing an 8-bit Mario shirt, and all the kids there gave him so much trouble because they're like, oh, who's that? And he's like, Mario. And they're like, no, that's not Mario, this is Mario.
Have you ever seen that meme of that mother walking with her kid? And the kid picks up a stick. He goes, look, I'm Zelda. And she fucking smacks him. And she goes, no, you're Link, you dumb shit. I just thought of that for some reason. that meme's funny. But yeah, the new generation is just gonna, it's just so hard to appreciate. Because I was actually talking about this with somebody the other day about how, because we were born in the 90s, I think, Connor, I would hope.
Yeah.
So we're
thanks, guys.
We were born in the 90s, so we were like, we're in that perfect little humpy area where we understand the concept of analog. Like, if someone showed us like a cassette player, we'd be like, oh yeah, okay, cool, yeah, I know what that is. But we also understand the concept of the new technology, where like someone shows me what an iPad is and I can function and use it. We're just in that perfect little realm because everybody basically before 1985 kind of struggles with using technology, and anyone past 2000 cannot understand the concept of what a Discman is and why the fuck the disc keeps skipping. So yeah,
like the save icon on Microsoft Word is still a floppy disc.
Yeah. Yeah,
my little brother has no idea what it is. He's like, why is it like a fucking donut, like
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I actually still have some floppy disks laying around. I should take them to work and see how many people actually know what they are.
You could use them and price gouge some people with nostalgia.
Yeah. Send someone some DLC. Yeah, send some DLC over on a floppy disk. No, I remember, Will, you were prepping a place last year on the show, and we were looking through some magazines, and it was from like the 1980s, and it's like, new PC with 512 megabytes of fucking RAM. Blah! And everyone's like fucking freaking out in the picture over this. And we're like, holy
I'm
shit.
I'm guessing you forgot, but we've been back to that place.
No, I know. I am. But it was last year when we found these magazines. And we were just laughing. And
I looked at some of those again this year.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
It's like, buy a brand new computer for $1,000. It has 256 gigabytes of space. Like, oh,
it wasn't gigabytes, megabytes.
Oh yeah, it was megabytes. It was trash. And then it's like, expand your memory with floppy disk storage.
Like, one song would take up, like, would probably crash your computer.
Yeah. Well, but you didn't import them onto your computer. You just put the disc in, the CD.
Yeah, but like, could you imagine like trying to boot up one of those computers and then loading up YouTube or something and then trying to play like a song?
Oh yeah,
the thing would just start smoking.
Like, if this isn't Pong, shut down, crash. I remember every time I went to my dad's parents' house, my grandparents, but it was my dad's parents, they're just super boring. And I'm like, you guys have a computer? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, I went on it. And it's like from like the 1980s. And I'm like, oh my God. And it was like the big monitor, like the huge monitor in the back. And then the super ghetto fucking mouse and keyboard, and all they had on there is solitaire. So I got pretty good at solitaire. So that's all you can play on that computer. I remember people playing Doom and shit, but obviously not on those computers. Gonna say,
my uncle had the original Doom.
So, the original Doom, is that when the gun was in the middle of the screen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was sick. I was like 8 years old. I'd got my uncle to set it up in his office downstairs, and my mom was there. She had no idea what I was doing. One day she came in and saw what the game was like, and I was like eight. She's like, you can't hang out with your uncle anymore.
That's funny.
Oh, it was awesome.
I remember.
You guys remember dial up?
Oh, fucking dial up! Dial up.
Like,
was
you
just...
could not get onto the internet late at night because you'd be like waking up your whole family.
Well, yeah, and then you know, being a 13-year-old boy, it takes a long time to load a fucking photo. So, and then we got high speed internet, and then it was all fine. But, I remember, I can't remember how old I was. It was when San Andreas, no, Vice City, Grand Theft Auto Vice City was out, and I think I was like 11 or 12. And I played the game at my neighbor's house, and then I came back home, and I was like, oh yeah, I was playing Grand Theft Auto over at so-and-so's house. My dad's like, yeah, you shouldn't play that game. Like, you should just never play that game ever again. I'm like, but it's so much fun. I like running over hookers and... So...
That probably didn't go over so well.
Yeah. No. And then that was the same year I swore for the first time in front of my dad. And he's like, you shouldn't say those words. But I don't care.
And then you didn't play Grand Theft Auto again until like a couple years ago.
Yeah.
When you were living alone.
Yeah, be like, all right, well, Dad told me not to play, but I don't live at home anymore. I played four. Actually, I skipped three. I can't remember what three was about, honestly. Grand Theft Auto 3. I played four, but like we were talking about on the stream, we just kind of like lost interest for four.
I didn't really like Nico as a character.
Nico Bellic. I'm going to go bowling. No, that was his fucking cousin calling all the time. He was, hey, Nico, cousin, you want to go bowling? No. Fuck off.
Fuck off, yeah.
I'm shooting people. I got the unlimited guns cheat on. No, that's always the funnest part of that game, is just putting the unlimited guns cheat on, and then climbing the tallest building and seeing how long he lasts. And then you're, like, sniping cops down on the street level that they can't even hit you because they're so far away. Yeah. And then it doesn't matter how many helicopters they send, they're all fucked. And then the FBI shows up, and then tanks show up, but you're at the top of a building, so it doesn't matter.
Could you imagine, like, the future games, though, like, those tanks can start destroying buildings?
Yeah.
Just at the top, and all of a sudden, you're just, like, crumbling.
It's got Call of Duty Infinite Warfare physics. They just start running up the fucking building.
Oh, man. That would be some scary shit right there when cops can just start chasing you anywhere. You take the elevator up and they're just like running up the side of the building.
Yeah.
You like, the door opens to the elevator and they just shoot you dead.
Yeah. That would be cool. That'd be a cool little mode in Grand Theft Auto to do like a Die Hard like theme. Like, you gotta clear the building.
And then you gotta that would actually be kind of cool. Awesome. Instead of going with like always doing their zombies mode, that would be cool.
Yeah, and then you gotta kick Hans out the window. And then you feel bad because it's actually Alan Rickman.
Oh, shit.
That was dark shit.
That was good.
But yeah, no, I think GTA should expand their pool of fun to not be just a sandbox, but to be a formulated sandbox with pails and shit in it.
I think that the people who play GTA have kind of proven that they'll do everything that the game allows. Like, you could do yoga in GTA 5.
Yeah.
Like,
I only did it once to patch up a fight I had with my wife, and I didn't do it again.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there was so much.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, no, there was so much to do in that game. I really liked the heist, though. That was a really good addition, for sure.
Yeah, the heist is great.
The second playthrough, when you do the first heist, the when you rob the bank, you're trying to figure out like how you're gonna do it, like if you're gonna do the gas in the roof or if you're going to do the I don't even remember the other options. That was just the best option. I'm like, yeah, why don't you just gas everyone out, and then no one remembers a fucking thing because they got gassed, and you get the fuck out of there. But yeah, I remember I cheaped out the first time around, and I went with the cheap guys, like the cheap driver and all that, and then I lost half my loot because he crashed his bike because he's a shitty cheap driver. Yeah. So I just like how it just gave you the choice to because you got less money if you spent more on the people that are in your heist team, but at the same time you're really gaining more money because if you just spend money on the shitty people then you fucking lose half your money, you know? So
yeah.
What do you guys remember the heist on that show or on that show on that in that game?
Oh yeah, and they've kind of made it better from because I think Mark's playing GTA Online right now, and from what he said, it's a lot more polished than what it was before.
Right. Yeah, I played about 2 minutes of GTA Online, and I lost my first race, and I got pissed off and quit, and I haven't played since. yeah, it just didn't really interest me, honestly. But from what Mark's saying, you have to like grind hard for money or something.
Well, yeah, he's trying to get a cocaine empire going.
Cocaine laced with pre-workout.
Yeah, that sounds like Mark.
Yeah,
it'll be a popular with all like the gyms.
Yeah, for sure. If you, like, instead of just scanning your membership card, you just do a line of coke and fucking pre-workout.
I would be really bad on your part. I'm just trying to think, like, can you imagine, like, your pre-workout, then cocaine all at once, and then trying to push weights?
Your heart would just unzip the skin and just fucking get out. Be like, I'm fucking out, buddy.
Oh, man.
So, all right, I think we should wrap up this rando episode of the Video Games Now podcast. Anything to add before we leave?
No, basically just check us out next week. We're gonna have the live podcast, but we're also gonna have the content from Brian and Thomas going head to head.
It's gonna be so much fun. Brian, like, we'll have to filter Brian. He's kind of a loose cannon when he's pissed off / drunk. So yeah.
Are we bringing beer?
No.
It's going to be like 8 or 9 in the morning, but I bet you anything Brian's going to have drinks.
No, I streamed once with Brian, and he was drinking, and he said a really, really, like, vulgar, completely inappropriate thing while I was streaming, and I was like, oh my god.
What did he say?
I can't say it on the air. Jesus.
Wait, tell us.
I'll tell you when we're off the air. Wait,
I know,
like,
what it is.
Yeah, it was pretty vulgar, and I just said, Brian, when I'm streaming, you can't say shit like that. He's like... Yeah, I guess. I guess it's your stream. I'm like, yeah, it's my fucking stream.
And this comes from a guy that wants to buy a capture card and start streaming next month.
Yeah, he's gonna get insta-banned for sure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Waste the money.
I'm a pretty vulgar dude. I say some really fucked up things, but he said a really fucked up thing, and I was kind of offended. And I don't get offended about anything. So, anyways, yeah. If you want to know what it is, you can probably like find one of the streams. And just our stream videos are just gonna light up with views now. They're just trying to find that one thing he said. He actually said two really freaking inappropriate things.
Until
in that
someone
stream.
Reports it.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone who's not as thick-skinned as me. They're like, oh, that's. And then the report, yeah. Anyways, so, but check out our stream next week. Brian is a funny dude, so he'll say some funny shit for sure. But, yeah, okay. Anyways, check us out next week, 1 o'clock, Saturday, August 25th for our live stream. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope to see you there. All right, guys, thanks a lot. Check us out on our Facebook page and our website for all the latest news, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Later.
Later.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.